We have a situation, Donald, since 2017 now, where no organisation has yet taken any interest or any responsibility for rivers. We have a situation in Cairndonagh where the rivers again nearly burst its banks a couple of weeks ago. I have a situation in Clamanagh where the rivers did burst their banks again a couple of weeks ago. I have situations where 8-10 foot of behind a man's house beside his garage has been taken away. We have a situation here in Cairndonagh where businesses are not flood protected no more. They don't have an insurance for flood protection, yet now they're paying 40, 50, 60,000 of rates to the council and getting nothing back in relation to that. And no work happening on the river, no cleaning out, trees still lying, everything lying, bunched up in heaps since 2017, and no one taking any responsibility for it.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Inishowen pretty much collectively held its breath. Rain lashed down. There was flooding in Newton. There was flooding, as you've said, in some other areas around the peninsula as well. Thankfully, no major breaches. Thankfully, no major problems.
No.
Next time mightn't be so lucky.
I've been out in Clamanagh with a number of residents and here in Cairndonagh with a number of residents who didn't go to bed for 2 nights because they were scared of the flood coming back into their houses. Houses that the insurance companies will not cover now at the minute because of what happened before. And that's very, very unfair for elderly people to be living in that kind of fear. I think it rests with the council and it rests with the department to come up with something, to sit down and have a discussion with the OPW, with the National Parks and Wildlife, with the Fishery Boards, and get all these organisations into the room and let's get a plan in place. Let's get something done. And instead of us all pulling in different directions, we need to all pull in the one direction to sort this problem out.